You don't worry about that. Shane's unamused. Anyways, let's start the show. Stop talking. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Paranormal.
I like that, though. I like that.
That's talk fitting. Shit, I'm getting my wizard buddies after you now.
You better hope they got some high stats.
Oh, shit. What's Hagrid doing behind me? Damn, I didn't even know he was there.
Why does your pop
He's coming for that booty.
Just hide him.
You gotta hide him. I mean, copyright, right?
That's so funny. Oh, man. Anyways. So I'm Josh. I'm your host for this evening. Tommy's at the ball, apparently.
Man, I'm going to be right here all night, too, guys.
And we've talked about something similar to this. We've talked about reincarnation before, and I may have actually, I'm the one that did the episode, and I may have mentioned these sisters in that episode. I really can't remember. By the way, I'm joined by Tommy and Shane, as usual.
We're not important, so.
Right. NPCs. Y'all get it. But if y'all remember, I'm not sure. But did we talk about the Pollock sisters? Do y'all remember? That was a while
back. Oh, yeah, that was a while back. I can't remember.
Yeah, I know I mentioned a few, but I don't know if they were one of them. And this is such a kind of a wild story, in my opinion. But one morning in May of 1957 Hexingham, Northumberland, England. Three little girls were walking to church, not knowing the tragedy that will befall them on their journey to church. The three little girls were Joanna Pollock, 11 years old, Jacqueline Pollock, 6 years old, and one of their friends, which couldn't find the name of, supposedly. There's several renditions of this story, so take it for what it is. Unbeknownst to them, that same morning, before I state this, this is an attempt on suicide, so if you have a problem with that, maybe you should turn the episode off. It's really, I just mentioned what's going to happen, but if it's something that bothers you, maybe you should turn it off. So that same morning, a woman that was completely overwhelmed with depression because her kids were forcibly taken from her decides that she's going to take her own life. And she would do this by taking what she believed to be an overdose of aspirin. And I think she gets in her car and decides that she is going to drive it as fast as she possibly can into whatever she can. And a number of residents saw the woman barreling down the road at incredible rates of speed. In 1957, I mean, that's a stretch of incredible rates of speed, but I'm sure they could reach 55, 60 miles an hour, no problem. Maybe even faster than that. I don't know. A normal everyday car, anyways. So a number of residents saw the woman speeding down the road and witnessed her final stop, which happened to be a small wall that was jutting out on the sidewalk. She lives through it, I guess fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, she does survive. However, unfortunately, she does kill the three little girls. And she was apprehended. They did get her and take her to jail. Actually, they took her to a psychiatric hospital. So with that in the past, about a year later, the parents of Joanna and Jacqueline, the two little girls that were run over, give birth to a set of identical twins. And they name them Jillian and Jennifer. So at a very young age, the parents started to notice that their new daughters were very similar to the previous two daughters. And not just in personality, but Jennifer had a birthmark that was identical to Jacqueline's. Remember, Jacqueline was the smallest. She also had an indention in her forehead just above her right eyebrow that was identical to a scar that Jacqueline had from hitting her head on a bucket. Little things like every kid loves playing dress up, right? That's nothing new. Jillian loved to play dress up. She loved to wear costumes and act out plays that she created. And Joanna was the exact same way. So that would have been the older of the two girls from before. Again, that's not too odd. Every kid loves playing dress up, loves playing plays. It's just how they are. But what was odd is that Jillian would always say, "I will never be a lady. I'll never be a lady." She said it often. And the wild thing about it is Joanna would say the exact same phrase. So even so this is where I had stopped writing my things down. So I'm going to just kind of have to skim through what I was using as a reference. So even their builds were the same as far as the way their bodies were built were the same as these two girls. When they started to learn to write, what would have been the older of the two girls, Jillian, of course, remember these are twins we're talking about initially, but if they were reincarnated, the older of the two learned to write correctly, where the younger one never could really quite figure out how to hold her pencil correctly. And that actually went on with the twin girls. As they got older, they learned to write, and one could write just fine, where the other one had a problem holding the pencil upright. And even in an older age, the one that could not hold the pencil right even fought with it when they got older. When the girls got a little older, about 9 months old or so, they moved away from Huxingham and didn't return for 3 or 4 years later. When they got back, the little girls were familiar with everything. They knew where the playgrounds were. They knew where, you know, everything was. At the time when Jacqueline and Joanna were still alive, parents owned a milk delivery business, right? Their mother always wore a smock to work, to carry milk and do that and this, that, and the other. Well, I think after the girls died, the business kind of fell, you know, like a lot of things do. Depression takes over. Whatever happened, I don't know. One day, her husband, John, is going to paint the house or do something. I don't remember exactly what it was. He puts on that smock, and the youngest asks, "Why are you wearing Mom's smock?" Now, they had never seen this smock. It had been put away in boxes years earlier. Those girls had no idea. They shouldn't have known what it was. Of course, John asks, "How did she know that was her, you know, Florence's, which was his wife, her coat or her smock?" And she said, "I remember Mom wearing it when you're delivering milk." Same thing. It goes on and on, but like Jillian points out on Jennifer's head, like this statement flat out says that she got that birthmark from hitting her head on a bucket, and things like that. But it's a story of reincarnation. We've talked about reincarnation before, and I want to get your guys' take on this story of reincarnation. Do you think it's more of an actual story of reincarnation or a story of grieving parents just seeing what they want to see?
From what I know of reincarnation stories, I want to say this is probably like the first one I've ever heard of about at least not only two people dying and being reincarnated, but also back into the same family.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what
with the same mom, with the same dad and all that. So I find that interesting. I'm not saying that can't happen, but it's just very interesting because it's like the only one I've saw. So, but you know, grief does play a huge role in, you know, the way people react to things. You know, where you've seen parents or, you know, a mom or a dad who lost a child, and then the next child, you know, they kind of treat them almost the same in a way or completely different. So,
yeah, because they're not that kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they look at him like a replacement in a way. So it's an interesting story. Like I said, I don't doubt it at all. So how old did you say the girls were again? The girls that died.
Joanna was 11 and Jacqueline was 6. So they weren't identical twins. That was another thing too that I didn't mention. A lot of girls will take on a motherly role like mm-hmm. they do. And Jacqueline and Joanne did that. Joanne was trying to always take care of Jacqueline in a motherly way. Well, when the other girls, Julian and Jennifer, got old enough, about 5 years old, I think it was about 5 years old, Julian took on that motherly role for her little sister, so, you know, quote-unquote little sister. And Jennifer never fought her on it. You know how some parents, some kids be like, you're not my mom. You know, that's just, she never did that.
Well, especially with twins, because twins, I know a lot of twins like to have that argument of, I was born first. Yeah, but like 2 minutes, you know.
Right.
So.
Another piece that's odd is the physical attributes. You don't hear that a lot with reincarnation, that they have the same scars or birthmarks, or at least I haven't heard of that before. Mm-hmm.
Now, the most I've heard is, like, birthmarks being, like, where some people believe that they are a way you died, right? So, like, somebody, I think it was a kid, said he was shot during the Civil War and died, and he was shot, like, in the shoulder somewhere, but there was a birthmark right there, and it aligned with the story of a soldier that he claimed he was, so.
Yeah, I've heard similar things of that nature, that a birthmark is a wound from an old life.
Mm-hmm. But not, you know, like Shane said, not going over with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. That is weird.
Was there any mention of any sort of marks that were related to their death, the first girl's death?
I think one story pointed out that Jillian actually... I can't say yes or no to your question because I didn't find that. I did find one where Jillian freaked out and was like, that's where the blood was coming from your head on Jennifer. Mm. So I don't know, you know. It didn't mention, hey, there's scars there, but I know that one of the girls, according to one story, the girls were pinned against the wall that the woman drove into. Ooh. And another one said they got launched into the fucking air, so. Mm. Not to sound unsympathetic or having any empathy, people. I mean, we just have a dark sense of humor, and these things don't usually faze us.
Well, nothing beats the whole yeeted the baby across the, you know, street, so.
Right. Right. We really made that guy upset on TikTok.
Was it a guy or was it a girl? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was a TikTok user. I don't know if gender matters.
The whole thing is, like, you really think I care about what you think about me on TikTok?
Right.
And how, I think you said this, but how long after the children's death were the twins born?
A little over a year. I think they were born October of the next year. So they died in May of the year before.
Okay.
What year did they die?
1957. I found a date of May 5th. I wouldn't put faith in that exact date. So I just said May 1957.
And then October 58 for the twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that in the last episode of, like, almost like a waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
In the next life, being a thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the city was Hexington.
Hexingham, H-E-X-H-A-M. H-E-X-H-A-M. Yeah. And then Northumberland, England.
Man, that's a mouthful.
Ain't it?
Northumberland.
Well, I mean, it, part of the eastern coast of England, so.
No.
Up top, close to Scotland. The Vikings actually got to... Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
Nice. If it doesn't pertain to reincarnation, don't say it.
They controlled most of that until Æthelstan united England. And, okay.
He can't help himself, ladies and gentlemen. He just can't help himself.
Anyways, here's I have a crazy thought. All right, so just just deal with me for a minute. All right,
yes.
What if the mother, so overcome by grief, because you said it was like essentially a pretty much almost a year after, you know, a year and a few months, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, 5 months actually, but so overcome with grief and wanting her daughters back, and when she was pregnant, she molded them back into being in a way, or summoned their energy back in to her. That sounds so weird.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, that's a... The only thing that stops me from being like, yeah, 100%, is why can't every mother, every grieving mother do that?
Mm.
You know? I'm not... And it may be something that she had some kind of background where her family was, you know, magical in some kind of way. Not magical per se, but I'm at a lack of a better word. Like witches or sorcerers or something, you know, there was some kind of, you know, ritualistic background to them that they were able to summon things, you know, that could be, and she has an ability to do that. Well, like, not everybody's a medium.
Yeah.
So that's what I was getting at, is not everybody can do things, but if she has that ability, then yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that being a thing for sure. I thought it was kind of crazy how long the girls held up that they were. I don't guess they ever. Let me rephrase that. I don't guess they ever were really like, yeah, we're the reincarnated twins of our lost, you know, whatever. Maybe the parents just kind of let them be what they were, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what you hear a lot, too, is stories of like, yeah, I was this past person, and then their parents, like, push them to be that person. But I'm not sure, you know?
Mm.
Again, it's a story of reincarnation.
Yeah, I was trying to look on our maps. We actually, there was something close. We chalked it up to alien involvement, I believe.
Yeah.
But a dude disappeared in Leeds back in the day, and they found him on top of the pile of coal, if you guys remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the closest thing we have to it. It's about, I don't know, a couple hundred miles away. So... Unless we think aliens grabbed some souls and popped into these twins, I don't think they're related.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man.
Aliens.
Shane doesn't think it's aliens this time.
I never think it's aliens. It's always Sasquatches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think Sasquatches are aliens.
Well, no, they work for aliens.
Okay.
Well, there's a difference.
Yeah. Sasquatches are cooler than aliens, too. Mm. You know.
But maybe it was Sasquatches.
Maybe.
They caught the spirits in jars and just waited.
And yeah, like fucking fireflies.
There's no like, ley lines, are there, running through there, through that area?
I mean, there's ley lines around the globe. I only have them mapped over the United States, though.
Hmm.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, man, I need to spend the time and put them on the whole globe.
But yeah.
That takes some time, though. If there's any volunteers out there that want to put the ley lines on our map, let us know.
Right.
I mean, it could be a thing of, you know, it's like, I guess with a spirit, you know, a lot of people say spirits are connected to the earth because, you know, either unfinished business or they have a strong connection, you know, when they died, you know, either unfinished, like I said, unfinished business or, you know, they want to make sure their family's taken care of or
right,
whatever it is. You know, of course, we all know the urban legend about the lady on her wedding night gets killed or whatever, and then she just walks up and down the road.
Right.
What if it's kind of that same way, and because they're kids, it, like, transferred differently, if that makes sense. Like, because, I mean, in the last minutes, I mean, if they got hit and thrown, you know, however far away and died, or the car smacked into the wall with them, you know, if there was a chance they didn't die instantly, you know, at that time they're probably wanting their mother, right? Mm-hmm. All kids do, you know. It's the first thing, you know, even soldiers on the battlefield who get shot, they call out for is their mom, you know.
Yeah.
Who's to say that's not so strong? And with them being such a young age, I would say, that once they pass, their energy and spirit went to their mother. You know, like straight to them. Yeah, and, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know if it's like their mother absorbed them or what, you know.
Right.
So.
I mean, emotions are strong. And your mind is, I mean, in my opinion, I think you can develop the ability to do anything, right? Telekinesis. Anything. I think you can do it all. And that, you know, again, I can go back to her. Maybe her, she's a bloodline descendant of somebody that had the ability to do those kinds of things and just didn't know it and was able to tap into it to pull them to her, you know, just from raw emotions. Because that, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody says the wail of a mourning mother is something, you know, you never forget. So, I'd like to still kind of believe it's the waiting room game, but kids get a quicker pass out. Like, all right, you old fuck, you already lived your old life, your whole life. You sit back there and wait a minute, okay?
What? I mean, what if you're not wrong? What if there's a? I guess we would have to break down people who, and of course, you have to say claim to have been reincarnated. If they know who they were in their past to the point of their birth, so from their death to their birth, figure out how many years pass with their age of how they died and all that, you could probably, you know, it'd be crazy if there was a pattern to that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, it would be.
So, like, it's like, you know, it's your age plus X amount of years or, you know. But then again, it could be if you were a good person or a bad person, you know.
Right, yeah. That's why kids mostly get to just jump through. Yeah. And, you know, this version, I believe in reincarnation 100%. Like, that is my belief in all of totality. Like, I just believe that. This one, to me, is wild because it was down to the fact that the parents gave the girls the other girls' toys, and they separated them. Like, no, these were my toys. Those were your toys. And the girls knew that. So this is like, just pounds it in there that reincarnation is real, boys. Okay? Mm-hmm. Believe in it! Maybe not you, Tommy. Can't force you to believe in anything. I need a reincarnation book so I can, like, Bible thump it.
Yeah, because that's what I do during these podcasts all the time. So I'm just like, you know, come on,
you
guys.
You see that, ladies and gentlemen? Did y'all see that? And he pulled it out.
Yeah, I pulled out my notebook.
Yeah. I was about to say, that's funny. You had it ready.
Yeah.
No, this is my notebook with stuff I've been writing. So
nice.
Ideas and everything, but...
Very nice.
And you know what's crazy? There's actually some people inside my religion that do believe in a form of reincarnation. So
yeah. Well, I mean, the whole story of Jesus is not really reincarnation, but Jesus is risen story. You know,
yeah.
Kind of along that path of reincarnation. I'm not saying that's what it is, but by any means.
But, I mean, my thing when it comes to I'll eventually get the words out. When it comes to tales of reincarnation, I do look at some as skeptical, and then I look at some as, like, when evidence kind of starts to form, you know, like, and you might have covered it in that episode of a lady, she lived like 100 miles, or it was a guy, it was a kid. He lived 100 miles from his lady, but he knew he was married to her back, you know, X amount of years ago.
Oh, I remember that story. Okay.
Yeah. So... And him and the kid being able to exactly give all the information. But what really sticks out with this story is, from what you're telling me about them knowing where everything is, where the park is, where the school is, and all of that after moving away. And you said they moved away at a very early age?
Yeah, they were only 9 months old.
Okay, so yeah. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of people believe you don't really remember... You really don't form memories until you're about 5. Now, right. Of course, I've heard people say, you know, I remember being born. So I guess, you know, that's up in the air on that.
Bullshit.
But the idea is you really don't develop cognitive memories until you're about 5. So for them to know exactly where everything is...
At 3 or 4. At,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy to me. So yeah.
I love stories of reincarnation, man. It's so cool. It's so cool to me. That's why I believe we got deja vu and shit. I've talked about it a bazillion times. That it's memories, man. It's memories. You can't predict the future. I don't care how good you think you are.
No, but we try, though, don't we?
Yes, we do.
For some reason, I thought that was just like a tiny little roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. It's my mustache nose ring. I think I put it in my nose. It's a little mustache. Don't judge me, Shane. You're being so judgmental this episode. I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
I've looked at you for the last 15 minutes, and I'm like, he hates my soul.
I'm putting my juju on it so you don't reincarnate, too.
Oh, man. You're going to be stuck in the waiting room listening to that waiting room music.
Just boring-ass waiting room music. I'm going to pull a fucking Beetlejuice and, like, yank the numbers out of dude's hand next to me.
What if it's like the music changes to whatever the hit pop song is? Of the year.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Oh, man.
It might be good sometimes, you know? Who knows? Torturous most of the time, but...
Well, right now it is Last Night by Morgan Wallen.
I have no idea who that is.
I've heard the name, but I don't...
Yeah, I have too. Like, he's come across my YouTube music a few times, and I'm like, I don't listen to fucking country music! Like... When oh, is it on country?
Oh man.
I don't know. Ooh. It sounds like country music.
I was gonna click on it. I'm like, I'm not listening to this damn song. What am I doing?
All right. We're in the middle of a show, okay?
Yeah, I'm just gonna listen to some country music, picturing a, you know, resurrection waiting room.
It's perfect. Now somebody needs to draw us all sitting in the waiting room. Just sitting there, bobbing our heads to the music.
Oh, right. Each depicted in the way that we died.
Yeah. How would you look? How do you guys think you're going to die?
A bear.
You know what? You're probably fucking right. If you could sit in the waiting room looking mauled as fuck, then yeah.
Are you going to be... Huh?
So when I was just in the mountains, I searched for a bear just to, I wanted to do a video. You guys may have seen the little TikTok. Can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog? And I'm like, I was looking for a bear just to replicate that video. I wasn't thinking about the bear attacking. I just wanted,
he just wanted the bear.
Just wanted
Shane's
going to
be those people that go to like Yellowstone and all those natural forests, national parks, and like I gotta walk up and take a picture of the bison with me, you know, do a selfie with the bison, and then the bison like gores you. So
now I would gore the bison and then make burgers.
Hey, bison does make good burgers, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't had bison in a while. Yeah. Stupid inflation.
Bison dries out very fast.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It is good, but it dries out really quickly.
It is really good for like chili and stews. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Dude, yeah, you talk about dying and food. I got it since we're off subject anyway. Dude, I grabbed some dip out of the fridge the other day and I was just eating it. I'm like, man, some good dip. It was some kind of, I don't even remember, but I thought there was jalapenos in it, right? Because there was green all through it. So I'm just eating. Yeah. Enter the wife. Like, that's molded.
He likes his dip a little fermented.
And she's like, you're going to be sick now. I'm like, probably. But
I can't say shit. I've done the same thing. No, never admitted it, but I've done it.
Well, that's like, what is it? Bread molds completely different than anything else, you know?
Yeah.
Because bread will mold like on the side just a little bit in the corner before it spreads or whatever. So you don't notice it until you made your sandwich and you bite into it and you see that little piece of mold right there and you're like, oh.
You want moldy bread though, because that'll get you a little high.
I always continue to just eat my food. I'm like, well, I'm this far in.
I don't know.
Moldy bread does have like a little funk to it though when you bite into it.
My grandfather, of course, you know, he grew up back in during the Depression, so he ate moldy bread when he had it, you know, like nothing went to waste. If there was mold on that bread, he didn't care. He'd eat it. So
problem with these damn hooligans these days. Don't know how to eat moldy bread.
I know, right?
Anyways. Y'all guys playing any good Pokemon games lately?
I actually walked around the neighborhood playing Pokemon Go last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, I was playing that Pokemon Shield earlier.
Nice. I'm tired, guys.
Well, go to sleep.
Yep. Well, I just figured I'd give you guys a nice story to listen to. I didn't know how much of a conversation we'd be able to have. We've talked about reincarnation before, just to get back on subject as much as we can.
Well, I mean, we can always explore the ideas that, you know, we've thrown out, you know, but I think we've done that pretty much. I don't know.
Did you say pronoun? What did you
say? No, I said ideas, not pronouns.
Yeah. What? The idea of pronouns. Is that what you said?
No, that we discussed, that we talked, that we thrown out.
Oh, thrown out. I swear to God, I was like, why would we talk about pronouns?
Well, let's get into the subject of it.
No. That's terrible. We're not talking about pronouns.
We're going to have to delete that part.
We're talking about reincarnation. My father's texting me. But I guess let me get, we'll just cut it short. I knew it was going to be a short episode, and I got family in town anyway, so
yeah.
We'll cut it short. What do you guys think about it being, do you guys think this was a real story of reincarnation?
I don't think it's reincarnation. Not in the, the normal sense, not in, you know, how we've talked about it before. Like, I don't think there was the waiting room or anything like that. I believe what one of you said, that the mother kind of manifested it. So I guess it is reincarnation, but not in the historical sense that we use the word. I think she unknowingly brought them back and stored them in her womb until she gave birth to the twins. I don't know where they would be stored, but I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
I'm really struggling. I'm only barely over the line in believing it. I'm probably like 58% believing it. Mm. And the other part being that it is just grief-stricken parents that want to believe it.
Yeah.
And like we talked about earlier, you know, if you want something that bad, you can manifest it too. So maybe it wasn't even their real souls that just put memories in these new kids' heads. But what did I say? 58% on the other side, so 42% there. I'm like, it's close. It's close.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
This is what I think happened. And like Shane said, maybe I think the parents probably missed their daughters so much that they wound up having twins and essentially kind of made them be the two girls, you know? Like, and we know there's certain ways of conditioning. Like, you can condition kids, like, to act a certain way, to be a certain way and all that from starting from a young age, right? What is it? Everything they learn within the first 10 years, you know, it sticks with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and who's, you know, that's where I'm at. I think maybe the parents grieving their daughters just, you know, kind of made them say certain things, maybe to public, or even made it up themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. So not like subconsciously manifested like we were talking about. You're thinking they very intentionally and very consciously forced their kids to be this way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and in a way that's not unheard of, you know.
No, definitely not. You hear of moms making little boys dress like little girls because they want a little girl.
Yeah. And also parents who have lost a child or have lost a child, you know, they'll try to kind of move that child back into that direction of the path that their other child was on, you know, especially. So, you know, if they had a son, who was a baseball player and that was his thing. And then he passed away at like 9 or 10 and they have another child, right after that, they try to mold that boy into playing baseball instead of chess, you know? So now I don't think it goes to like huge degrees, but I think it can get up there. You know, like I said, grief is a very powerful thing. Where we know that, women, there's been cases of some women where they've lost a baby, a newborn baby, can't cope. So they get these realistic, freaky dolls that look real and they believe that that's their baby, you know? So.
The old mind is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. And when it breaks, man.
Oh, it breaks, that's for sure.
So, but yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I could see that. Man, if I didn't believe in reincarnation so much, I would just, I don't know. I'd be right there with you guys. I think with this story, though, it's so wild to me, the oddities that were just out of place, like the toys, them selecting their old personal toys and knowing where everything is when they went back to a place that they've never actually really been, if you think about it. Knowing that the little girl was bleeding from that particular part of her head, or the scar that the little girl had above her eye being an indentation on the new little girl's eyebrow, you know. There's a lot of things in the story to me that just scream, yeah, this was a legitimate reincarnation. I 100% though believe, or am behind your guys' theories of, especially yours, Shane, with the possibility of it being a manifestation of the mom just holding it in her womb, you know, till she releases it in the new kids. And with yours, Tommy, I think, yeah, I mean, nothing's out of the scope of possibilities, honestly. I mean, it could very much be that. And the parents are just telling the story in a particular kind of way, you know. Because, you know, that words, man, you can manipulate anybody with a small amount of words. It doesn't take much, you know, especially a kid. Man, I don't really know. Now, I want to believe that it's all reincarnation. But at the same time, y'all both make very valid points.
Well, I'm not trying to take that fact away. You know, let's say there is, you know, you can have real reincarnation and then you can have fake reincarnation,
yeah.
Right?
No, yeah.
You know, so it could just be a case of that.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a way you could, like, study that reincarnation, that particular style of what we're talking about here. I mean, there's three different possibilities of what it could be just from us. And could you put a whole study together?
I mean, probably not now because the parents are probably dead. But,
right. But just like New Age, because, I mean, it's got to still happen, right?
I think the hardest part would be, like, you could probably do a study on people who, like I said, you know, who, and I have to say, claim to be reincarnated. Like, you can go back and do all that math on who they say they are, blah, 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 blah. But I think the hardest part on something like that would be, I guess, it sounds so bad, trying to find them and talk to the kids and kind of keep the parents separate from the kids, if that makes sense. And, you know, I think right there you're, you know, really hitting a line. So,
oh, well. So, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But So is that you guys' final thoughts? Everything being said?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Those are good final thoughts, guys. Good final thoughts, guys. Thumbs?
Yeah. Gold star. Up.
I don't have a fucking gold star. Yay. Oh, man. I had a Super Mario star up on the top of my desk until earlier today, and I put it in the living room.
Oh, shit.
I have my...
Oh, man. I was going to look for...
I have my Baymax style VR. I found those stickers. I was like, I have to have that.
Oh, shit. Right.
I was hoping there'd be something in the effects with, like, stars, you know, like, celebrations, yeah, and things come up. I found this thing.
Celebratory stars. Oh.
I got a light bulb over my head.
It looks sad.
Yeah, it's sad. And not lit up. That's not a good thing.
No brain activity whatsoever. What are you doing, Tommy? You've made the light bulbs.
I mean, if that sums up anything.
My God, what did you do to the poor light bulb?
I don't know. He looks happy in the little thing, too. What? I'm done.
You should be. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for such a short episode. I'm in a rush, and I rushed the show, but I enjoyed the conversation nonetheless. But if you guys enjoyed what you heard here tonight, make sure you give us the thumbs up. What show is this? 5?
Yes.
Okay. Anywho, if you liked what you heard, give us a thumbs up. Make sure to find us on all the socials except for like Instagram or whatever. And then we're on YouTube. We have ghost investigations. We really enjoy doing those. We'd like to do more. We need you guys' help. You guys' help? Is that right?
Y'all's.
We need y'all's help to get to the next place. What else is there? Oh, we have an Etsy shop. Go buy a shirt. Like, they're nice shirts. Really nice shirts. Mine are... How long have I had mine? About a year now, and it's still in really good shape, actually. Almost a year. Anywho. With all that being said, let us know what you think. These are just our thoughts.